On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join health educator and author Donna Green Goodman as she shares practical ways to cook up good health.
The frontal lobe of the brain is the area where we make moral decisions through the power of choice. How we live can impact that part of the brain to direct us towards unhealthy choices or healthy choices. A number of studies have documented that when we pray and encounter the divine, we literally change who we are. In one study done at Thomas Jefferson University and Medical College, a physician placed dye into his patients and observed the frontal lobe as they prayed. One, a female minister sat quietly praying. When her brain was observed, the frontal lobe had lit up and the language area appeared as if she were having a personal conversation with a live person. The beta waves were active, and beta waves indicate that thinking is occurring, characterized by dynamic frontal lobe activity. When the same test was done on another patient, an atheist, there was no change in brain activity. In another study of people who practiced meditation based on Eastern practices or transcendental meditation, the alpha waves were active. Alpha brain waves indicate that the frontal lobe is in a trance-like state similar to hypnosis, and we are unable to critically analyze incoming information. I don't know about you, but I need my brain to be lit up. I want all the clear thinking of a dynamic frontal lobe to guide me through my daily activities. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus this holiday season and head into the new year, be sure to schedule regular times of prayer and meditation with Him. He said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And we do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." That's what the Creator wants for you: a clear, sound mind, and that you prosper and be in good health. And that's why I love Cooking Up Good Health.
For more information on Cooking Up Good Health, visit wjou.org.